When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The last couple of weeks, a bunch of Irish lads have been trying their trade or trying their hand at getting into the NFL. Three GAA players and a rugby player. And to date, three of them, I think, have actually got themselves signed up with the NFL in the States. This is part of a major program, in fact. Conor Mangan, who's from Cork, hosts a podcast, Enter the Arena, and joins me from the States, because Conor, you've been part of this program along the way. It is their chance, or it has been their chance, hasn't it, Conor, to get into the big time. Morning.
It is in a way, PJ, maybe even a bit more than that. I think a lot of people may have thought this was kind of a publicity stunt, maybe on behalf of the NFL trying to expand the game as far as they can. And obviously kind of coming to Ireland, why wouldn't you get a bunch of GAA players in and see what they can do? And, you know, Asher, look, they gave it a go or whatever. But the reality of the situation is, especially after Wednesday, is that these lads are incredibly talented, and they're not just having a cut off it. They're there to compete, and they're there to compete with some of the best kickers, not only in college, but some of the best free agents on the market that are available for the 32 NFL teams.
What particular skill sets do they bring to NFL?
Well, uniquely enough, there's two sports in the world where you kick the ball from the ground up into uprights, as in no tee, and that's American football, the NFL, and Gaelic football. They're the only two sports in the world. So these lads are actually in like an unbelievable, unique situation where, you know, they grew up playing this thing, PJ, from like little kids and go the whole way up. So even they kick more than regular Americans.
Yeah.
And they're used to kicking from the ground at uprights during even more difficult conditions, potentially, than an American football game.
They're not used to kicking an egg-shaped ball, but I guess you learn that.
yeah, exactly. So that was the adaptive stuff that they had to kind of get used to. Now, again, the GA balls are kind of made out of a leather for the most part, and this is still leather, so there is a sweet spot there that is similar.
Oh,
it's basically just kind of adapting a little bit to that. Particularly like Rory Beggin, he kind of noticed very early on that there was a sweet spot very similar to how he would hit the GA ball, so he kept on trying to just find the feel of that sweet spot himself. And then once he kind of got that, he was like, all right, okay, these kind of fly the same way. I'm going to keep on this track and kind of stick with it.
A transferable skill, so to speak. So how have they done so far, the lads?
Yeah, I mean, so for people who don't really know, they were invited to the NFL Combine, which is, just to be invited is a massive achievement in itself. And so to give people a bit of perspective, there's over 1 million kids, there's 1,040,000 roughly, that play high school football in the United States. And the amount of them that get invited to the NFL Combine itself is actually 335. So that's 0.003% roughly. That actually get in there.
Wow.
So the fact that these, you know, three lads, plus Dara Leader, managed to get invited was huge. So they did quite well in that.
Yeah.
All the kickers kind of had a bit of a day. I think the occasion kind of got to a lot of people, but they showed really, really well in that, particularly the Irish guys and the college guys did about the same. You know, they blended kind of right in with them. And obviously he was in Indianapolis in a massive stadium, you know, 70, 80,000 people stadium. But then they had their pro day in University of South Florida in Tampa, and that was with guys like Louis Rees-Samit, people might know from Wales, rugby player, and others. So there was a lot of attention around them, and there's no other way to say this, but they absolutely excelled.
Great.
They excelled. They went above and beyond. As people might know, Rory Beggin himself went 10 for 10, starting from the 25-yard line the whole way back to 60, didn't miss a beat.
Wow.
He absolutely crushed on his kickoffs as well. Charlie Smith went 8 for 10 and Mark Jackson went 7 for 10. So they all did very, very well. There was a noticeable difference in the strike of how they're hitting the ball.
Yeah.
It was very, very straight. It was very, very high. I mean, teams are going straight up to them afterwards, asking them questions and asking them this and that. And so, they're definitely impressed.
So, Conor, what are the potential rewards for them?
So the benefit of having them there is there's a rule change this year in the NFL where each team has to have an international player on their roster. So they've made a room on the practice squad. So for people who don't know, there's practice squads and there's active. So active is when you're actually playing, you're part of a 53-man roster.
Yeah.
Practice squads is 17 players there now, and that 17 spot has to be an international player. So to get on the practice squad, just from a monetary point of view, it's roughly $140,000 a year.
What? Stop. For being on the practice squad.
Correct. Yeah, you don't even play a game. You don't even suit up. You basically just bang a bunch of balls during the week.
Yeah.
You have a couple of coffees with the lads and your coaches, a few meetings.
Yeah.
You throw your hoodie and your tracksuit on for the actual game day yourself. You walk around the sideline. You know, you help prepare people. But yeah, that's what it is. And then active roster is another story altogether. The NFL minimum salary this year is north of $800,000.
Holy moly.
If they're looking at that, they're looking at basically a game check of about $45,000 a game. And that's not including playoffs. So there's safe to say there's some advantages of, you know, possibly playing for the New York Giants instead of, you know, maybe Wicklow on a Sunday.
There's a certain difference. There is. So they have genuine prospects of this, the four lads we mentioned.
Yeah. Like as I said earlier, like this is not a publicity stunt. And, you know, guys like Tyg Leader for Leader Kicking basically brought them in here, and he kind of eyed up their talent. He went through a bunch of tryouts with them, and he's been training with them since October.
Okay.
Up in the Sports Institute in Dublin and going around to UL and up in Galway, down in Cork and everything. And so they've been working on it, and Tyg knows exactly what these NFL teams are looking for in terms of like the height of a kick, the distance of it, the consistency.
Wow.
So guys in particular like Charlie Smith is really, really impressed because he's got incredible height on the ball and a lot of power. And on top of that, he's only 22 years old. He's really kind of impressed. And NFL teams like the fact that he's younger, so they can kind of take him in. They sort of feel like they're the ones who've kind of discovered him, quote unquote. And they're the ones who are kind of going to guide him towards a true NFL career. So they're very interested in them. They've all signed as well with some relatively high level agents in the NFL, actual NFL agents who'll be able to negotiate with teams on their behalf and kind of maybe play one team off another, you know, in order to get them to
get a good
deal, to get their foot in the door. Yeah.
This now is a question coming from a guy who knows little or nothing about the sport. Okay. Is there a possibility that one of these four chaps we're talking about could end up playing one day in a Super Bowl?
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I would say yes to that. I mean, there's nothing really holding them back, especially once you get your foot in the door. There was a rookie kicker drafted this year, a guy called Jake Moody, who he was a rookie, and the San Francisco 49ers decided to take a bet on him, and he kicked in the Super Bowl, and he hit one from 55 yards, and that was the longest field goal that any kicker of all time has ever hit in a Super Bowl. So, like, dreams kind of come true all the time for regular guys. So why wouldn't they come true for someone, you know, from Wicklow or from Down or Monaghan that, like, has shown true ability, that has kind of gone through this whole grind over the last few months, and, you know, they find themselves in there, and, you know, anything could happen. So as long as they get themselves in the right team, because obviously it's a team sport.
Yeah.
It's a team effort to get to the Super Bowl. So I wouldn't put it past them at all. May not happen this year, may not happen next year.
Right.
But, you know, it could certainly happen within the next 5 years.
That's fantastic. Come here, talk a bit about yourself, Conor Mangan, a Christian's boy. How did you end up doing what you do?
Yeah, that's a long, complicated story. So I'll keep the long version for the book when that comes out. I went to Christians. Obviously, loved being in Christians. Had a great time up there. Introduced to rugby from an early age. But I played kind of a ton of different sports. But I actually moved to Canada when I was about 22, and I started playing with a rugby team out there, the Atlantic Rock, a kind of a pro team. And I actually wasn't eligible for the World Cup. And just kind of the way things are run there, they kind of don't really keep players around if they're not eligible for World Cup. It's all that oriented.
Yeah.
So honestly, BJ, I was thinking, like, these lads kick football straight down the middle. We don't have to go to touch lines. We don't have to do this. We don't have to do that. We literally just have to kick a ball. I was like, this looks like way easier than playing rugby and getting battered every Saturday. So I literally picked up a football and just started playing myself, and then went to a few open tryouts for Canadian teams, had some successes at them, qualified for a bunch of NFL workouts, so worked out with a bunch of them and kind of just paved my own path, kind of, I guess, down this road, and kind of just found myself in a lot of the right rooms, and then eventually kind of I got a job in the arena leagues with Northern Arizona Wranglers, and at the moment I just signed with the Philadelphia Soul, which is a big team there in Philly, so I go play with them at the end of April. But that's kind of how I went very quickly from A to Z, how I kind of followed that path.
Gone from Christians to pro football in Philadelphia.
Yeah. At one point there, like, I was thinking to myself, I was in the middle of the desert in Arizona, wearing a Cork red, like, you know, and I was kicking footballs. I actually drop kick in that league as well. You're allowed to drop kick. So my rugby skills have kind of gone full circle. So when you drop kick for an extra point, you actually get 2 points for it.
Yeah.
And when you drop kick for a field goal, you actually get 4. So my coach discovered that after the first game I played, and he sort of asked me, and like, no one's done this in the league really consistently for 20 or 30 years. So I said, I'll have a crack off it. So I went into the facility by myself and shut all the doors and just kicked about 80 or 100 balls and kind of figured it out. And I was like, I think I can do this. And then just kind of had a lot of success with it. So that's kind of made myself a bit of a commodity in the indoor leagues.
Cool.
So yeah, Philadelphia came calling then this year, and I was like, yep, sign me up, I'm ready.
It's a great story. Have you family, kids?
No, I've no kids myself. I have family. My mom's from Galway, my dad's from Cork.
Yeah.
My dad played with Cork Con as well. And my brother actually lives out in Santa Clara. So he took the, if I played rugby there and made my way out to Arizona, he worked in Apple in Cork and found himself out in Silicon Valley. You know, they got to come see me play a bunch of times, and they're wearing my jerseys and stuff like that. So it's kind of, there's sort of pinch yourself moments a little bit. You kind of have to think where you came from, you know, like playing basketball there up in Cork or something like that, or kicking up in Musgraves to, you know, kicking in front of, you know, 12,000 people in the Phoenix Suns arena is kind of, yeah, it's very cool. You know, it's different. Like,
do you get home much?
Yeah, I try and get home as often as I can. I'm actually coming back there in about 2 weeks to to help Tig Leader and Leader Kicking with a couple of things going on, and there's a Pittsburgh Steelers clinic that I'm helping out with. Other than that, I kind of try and get home once or twice a year. Lately, with COVID and kicking and stuff, it's been once a year, kind of around Christmas.
Yeah.
But like you, yeah, and I'm sure everyone from Cork can kind of say this, like you desperately miss Cork and like Cork City and, you know, kind of walking around in places like Patrick Street now and like Shinnay or Mutton Lane, like those little places that you just don't find anywhere else in the world.
I was just going to ask, where's the first place you head for when you get off the plane?
First place I head for is probably for a hot chicken roll or something, wherever I can get it, or maybe even a breakfast roll or something. And then after that, PJ, it's probably Shanae. So
you're not the first person to mention the chicken roll when we talk to Corkonians around the world. Connor, it's been a pleasure. Good luck at the new gig, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, PJ. Appreciate it. Cheers.
See ya. Chicken roll. What is it about? Would someone please tell me what it is about the Cork chicken roll that everybody I talk to who's overseas wants to come and have them when they get home? Maybe I take them for granted.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.